broadcast? Am I on the air? How come I can't hear myself? Oh. I hate these new things. All right, let's call Billy. Tell me when it's ready. You know what it feels like tonight? It feels like college radio. It feels like I'm back at college. There's six guys, maybe seven, listening in some dorm room, and it really doesn't matter what happens. But I have this number for a guy from the 27 Yanks. Maybe he's alive, maybe he's not. And then the downer when I learn he's dead. There's always that risk. Bill? Oh, no, not a machine. I didn't plan on that. Bill? What does it mean when it just hangs up? What does that mean now? What does that mean?
I've never heard that before.
All right, that's it. There's a new sheriff in town. Give me a... I gotta start coming to the show with a pen. Here, I'm gonna cut myself. Right in blood here. I gotta write the number down, Cody. Give it to me, will you? Oh, God, I'm bleeding like a sieve. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's not. The blood's going all over the place. It's all blurry now. I can't read any of this. Hang on. I should have gotten a pen. This is absurd. I need stitches. Let's keep that number handy. Now no one's answering at the operator's joint. Where are they? They're out with Bill. What the hell's going on here? Operator! This is pathetic. We ought to call 911, see if they have their answering machine on.
West, this is Amanda. How may I help you?
I was calling this phone number. It rang about five times, then stopped ringing for, 15, 20 seconds, and then the busy signal. What does that mean?
Unfortunately, they may be having trouble on that line that you're dialing. I'm sorry that you're having a hard time getting through. Would you like me to try that number through Quest for you?
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact.
Sure, and that number, please.
Let's see. 704-367-9717.
Okay, that sounds like it might be out of my dialing area. It is, unfortunately. This is out of my local dialing area. I think that maybe the reason you're having trouble, you may need you're needing an access code for this long-distance call.
It doesn't say that. You know, in the old days, things were simpler. You just called, and if you had a problem, the operator took care of it.
Yes, they were. I would agree with you there. Unfortunately, this is out of my local dialing area.
What in the world is getting better? What things are getting better? What things are getting better in life? We know about how good it was years ago, but is anything getting better? Let's say having to do with your job or what you guys do or no.
You know, unfortunately, it's not something I can go into with you, but... I can tell you certainly how to get your call placed. I'd be happy to do that for you.
Does it involve using any technological apparatus at all?
Well,
beyond the phone?
Can you tell me who provides your long-distance service?
No, we're... Kodiak, who provides it? God, used to.
We're on a Watts line.
We're on a Watts line.
Okay.
Well, let me...
I may have that information here. One moment, please.
Watts line? I didn't even know we had a watch line.
I'm showing that you have selected Norlight Incorporated for a long-distance carrier.
Who the hell are they? Norlight?
Norlight.
That sounds like some group of guys just started up a week ago, just out of high school. Norlight, okay.
Yeah, what I can do is connect you with toll-free directory assistance. When I connect you over, it'll say for what listing, just say Norlight. They should be able to give you a toll-free or 800 number and call that number, and that should get you to a long-distance operator.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? Okay. Here's your connection. Thanks.
Toll-free directory assistance.
Who are you? What is this?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You can leave.
What are you saying? What did she say? Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm not finding a match. An operator might be able to help you find the listing you need. One moment, and an operator will assist you shortly.
Who are you? Where are people? What is this now? What kind of a world do we live in? Who was the lady going click, 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 is this?
Thanks for using toll-free directory.
Hello? Humans! Humans! Are there any out there? Is there a warm body in the room?
Thanks for holding. Your call will be answered in the order received, and it may be monitored for quality assurance.
Yeah, we're all being monitored now. I just wanted to make a simple call.
The operator might ask you for more information about the listing you want, such as a department or a location.
This hideous music. Were there people complaining before about silence prior to this? People used to say...
Just so you know, there are some companies that don't list their toll-free number with directory assistance.
What a racket. Remember when you used to just ring, Sarah? Sarah, can you connect me with Dave and Shreveport? Sarah'd say, sure.
Thanks again for your call. An operator will be with you shortly.
I'm tired of you. I'm tired of your recorded voice and everything you stand for. If you talk to me one more time, I'm going to bust your lip.
I'm very sorry for the delay. We're experiencing more calls than usual right now.
You're going to experience
Please
more pain than
home.
Usual. I'm just done with you, you twisted little machine, huh? How do you like them apples, you freak? Who created you? Can they destroy you? Can they destroy you?
Thanks for your patience. Your call will be...
No, don't hang up on her. Just turn it down a little bit. Johnny's got to do some news.
Thanks, Tommy. Cloudy and 67 degrees in Minneapolis.
Toll-free directory.
Hi. John, go ahead and do the news. No big deal.
The last Minnesota...
I was trying to get a hold of a number in Florida, and the operator told me to go to you, Norlight, some fledgling operation out of... Where are you guys out of? Norlight. Ma'am?
N-O-R-L-I-G-H-T.
Isn't that who you are?
This is toll-free directory, sir.
What the hell is that? I thought I was being directed to Norlight Communications. We're on a Watts line. Do you know what the hell that is? A Watts line?
Yes. 800 number, sir.
No, well, I'm trying to get a hold of this guy in Florida. He played with the 27 Yanks. But John, go ahead and do the news. And I thought they said you could help.
Sir, what are you trying to do?
Get a hold of a guy in Florida?
Well, then you need a regular number, sir, not 800. You
I never thought I'd say this, but the machine was more pleasant than you are. Now, how do I get a hold of this?
Sir, I'm trying to explain to you how to get your number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do I do that?
You call your Loch Ness operator, you get an area code information for the city in Florida you need, and they'll give you dialing instructions on how to get that directory. With 800, I cannot give you a residential at all. I wouldn't have them.
The fascinating thing here is I already have the number. I don't want the number.
So what are you trying to do, sir?
I was trying to call the guy, and it rang 4, 5, 6 times, and then it stopped for about 15 or 20 seconds, and then I got a busy signal. And so I called the operator, and the operator connected me to you, saying you'd be the go-to person on this little conundrum.
Absolutely not. They should have dialed that for you and checked that for you.
A new attraction is coming to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. It's electrifying. It's breathtaking. It's Lori Morgan. Experiencing Lori Morgan in concert is like riding an emotional roller coaster.
Barbara Network here. Barbara from Mankato is the woman the network's been named after. For the week. If you're wondering about that, just a lady in Mankato who's a good mother and a good woman, and she's just getting the network named after her this week. Don't worry about the Black Sheep Network disappearing. It's just been usurped by the Barber Network for this week. Now, Margie, you know what I was doing wrong on that call?
Yeah, the very first operator you talked to told you to call that second operator.
But I didn't call her. She connected me to her.
Okay, right. She connected you to her. You were supposed to ask for Norlight.
Oh, Norlight.
And then you would call, the Norlight operator would connect your call.
Why is it when I hear Norlight, all I can think of is NORAID? You know what NORAID is?
No.
It's this... covert operation for funneling dough to the IRA in Northern Ireland.
Oh, I was thinking of NORAD.
They get together here in St. Paul, have little Kaylee dances with the kids, and then they fund arms shipments. Well, I don't know that for certain. I just have my suspicions.
But you know, that second operator was such a snot to you, I couldn't stand her either. But call that number back and then ask for the Norlight operator number.
All right, just to hear that recording again, I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, Margie. Nice of Margie to intercede there. So I got to call NORAD. Can you give me the op? Or I can do that, Kodiak. I'm the cripple, for God's sakes. I can dial a zero. What am I doing again? Oh, having her connect me with NORAD or what? Nora. Or, what is it? Norlight. Norlight. What is that? Never heard of that company. Probably some company puts out a couple of mugs with their logo on it and tries to establish their legitimacy when really no one's ever seen their offices.
Wes, this is Russ. How may I help you?
Hi, Russ. Is it a slow night?
No, it's a madhouse.
Oh, crazy tonight. I wonder what that's all about. Huh? I wonder what makes a night busy in your world.
Mondays.
Oh, Mondays?
Yeah, after a weekend of problems on the phones, everybody rushes and calls in on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, so they can yell at the operator for...
That's got to get old.
Yes, it does.
sounds like you're in a burnout job. How much longer you figure you can stay there?
Not too much longer. I'm looking out the window right now with a glass cutter.
Well, as long as it's just a glass cutter and you're not coming back to work with an AK-47.
That's right.
Although you can do a number on the boss with a glass cutter, too. Although the boss isn't the one who upsets you. It's these callers, and you can't get to them.
Well, I know their number, though.
Oh. Well, you could have some fun when you're done. Collect all the nasty ones and spend the rest of your days harassing them.
Yeah, and I've only worked here 3 weeks, so.
3 weeks? I wonder you can still laugh about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get a hold of NORAD or, no, Norlight.
Okay, is that...
What is Norlight?
Is that a business?
Well, they claim to be. I've never heard of them. Norlight, it's apparently some sort of long-distance company or Watts line deal, whatever the hell a Watts line is.
Oh.
You know what a Watts line sounds like? Sounds like a hotline for quelling riots. You know?
Yeah. What are you, a comedian or what?
No.
You just testing out some lines on an operator that can't run out of his booth?
I'm not going to be another guy causing any frustration on a Monday night. I want to be the guy relieving that.
Yeah, you're doing good. What you can try is dial in either directory assistance, which is 411.
Oh, boy. You mean I got to get back on the horn again?
Yeah. Otherwise, I can try.
Try to avoid all that.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe I can hook you up with 800 directory assistance.
Well, that's what that other operator did, sure.
And did it work for you?
There was another lady who did that. Except can you fast-track me past the BS? Because they got a lot of recorded stuff I got to hear. Could you speed me through that into some sort of a... funnel me into a hotline deal? Because they did that to me last time, and I had to listen to some awful music and some yahoo keep coming on. And
you know, I'm just the grease on the wheel here. I have no control whatsoever.
Sure, you have no pull.
My life is on a spiral going down right now.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. What'd you say your name was again?
Russ.
Hold on, Russ.
Yeah.
Hold on to whatever you can.
Oh, yeah.
Do whatever you can.
I'm ready to retire anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You got a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good.
Do you want me to hook you up with that number
then?
And I'll make sure you get connected.
All right.
And then
you.
I'll... I might even sit back and listen to you listen to the elevator music.
Toll-free directory assistance, powered by TellMe. Say the full name of the listing you want.
Oh, this was what was going on before with the weird alien lady. She wanted to know the listing deal. That's it. NORAD, or what the hell? No, Norlight. Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You can leave out extra information, such as location or department. Please say just the name of the listing you want.
My mother was born in Holdingford, Minnesota, and I'd like the listing for Norlight.
I'm sorry, I'm not finding a match. An operator might be able to help you find the listing you need. One moment, and an operator will assist you shortly.
You didn't want any extraneous little info, did you, you freaking computerized bitch?
Thanks for using toll-free directory.
Has to go to sleep at night knowing he participated in this particular recording. Yeah, and he called. calls himself an accomplished musician and artist concerned with his craft. And this is the craft he produces.
Thanks for holding. Your call will be answered in the order received, and it may be monitored for quality assurance.
I'm bringing out the punching bag again. You don't want that. Happy face, happy good smile right on. Quack, quack. All I wanted to do was call this old Yankee. Back when Bill Werber was playing ball, you think...
The operator might ask you for more information about the listing you want, such as a department or a location.
Nice shot, Vic. Great shot, Vic.
What am I doing on this line now, Kodiak? Why am I here? Something.
They're going to connect you to Norlite.
Just so you know, there are some companies that don't list their toll-free number with directory assistance. Thanks again for your call. An operator will be with you shortly.
As an actual lobotomy. I think this could... Put someone in the closet and just play this for them. I think you could lobotomize them just with sound.
I'm very sorry for the delay. We're experiencing more calls than usual right now. Please continue to hold.
Meditative skills and things like that to help me get through this. Kwai Chen Kane, different things he would employ to calm himself during times of struggle and pain.
Thanks for your patience. Your call will be answered as quick.
A human. A humanoid? Warm-blooded mammal? Hello?
May I have your request again, please?
Hi. NORAID? No, what the hell? Norlite? Norlite Communications. Oh, I've heard an ad for them. No, son. Are they the ones with the pin dropping? What the... Hello? Hello, Bob?
The toll-free number is 800-234-0401.
It's hard to remember all those digits. This is all just to make a phone call.
Thank you for calling Norlite Corporation and United Industrial Services. Our offices are presently closed. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you know your party's extension number, you may dial it now.
What?
If you need our company directory, please press 9. If you wish to leave a message with our answering service, please press 0. Thank you.
Please hold for our answering service.
How can a phone company have a 40-hour work week? Didn't they know it was after business hours when they told me to call this number?
Thank you for calling Norlite Corporation. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Please stay on the line for the next available operator. Thank you.
Oh, what Kodiak say that I'm doing?
I think he must have given you the offices, just like Quest probably has offices.
Listen to the hideous music they play. Turn this up. This is what's wrong with America.
Fisher, may I help you?
Hi, are you a human being?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just making sure, because you can't tell anymore.
I know.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just basically their after-hours answering service.
You're just some guy, probably at the job 3 weeks?
Oh, no, actually, I've been here for a while, but I mean, we're not actually part of the company, so.
Really?
We just take their after-hours calls.
Is it supposed to be that you... You're pretending you're part of the company, so it sounds like they're always there?
No, we're just here in case, like, there's an emergency or whatnot.
What would constitute an emergency? I got to get a hold of a guy in Florida. Does that count?
Okay, what's the problem?
Well, I dial in this guy in Florida. He used to play with the 27 Yanks. And, the hell was it? I got 6-7 rings and nothing for about 20 seconds. And then all of a sudden, inexplicably, a busy signal. So I talked to some lady who used to be able to help you. You remember the days when you called the operator, they just said, I'm sorry, sir, I'll make that call for you. Take care of it right away. They used to say
right.
She said, no, I don't know. I can't help you. What do you got there for a long day? And then Kodiak says some sort of Watts line, whatever the hell a Watts line is. They connect me to some other number, and I get a recording deal, and then I get sent somewhere, and Somehow I ended up here. I don't even remember how the hell I got here, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't know why I got here either. This really, we really don't do anything for
for me.
Or anything like
you just
that.
Don't do anything. Wow. This is extraordinary. What, Cody?
Maybe he knows how we can get a hold of the Norlight operator.
Yeah. Do you know how to get a hold of a Norlight operator?
No, I would not.
What could you do? What are you capable of doing?
The only thing I do, I take a name and number.
Do you just read comic books there when you're not taking calls? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, well, we do this for a lot of other companies, too, at the same time. But,
how many different companies are you taking calls for?
A couple thousand.
What?
Yeah.
Why the hell do you do that job? That sounds like a hideous job.
That's not too bad. As far as what I can do is I take a name and number.
A couple thousand? You could conceivably get calls for a couple thousand businesses tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't you just wish it was 1834 again?
Yep.
Well, it's going to be here shortly. Hang on.
Oh,
it's
going to
be here shortly. If not the freaking Stone Age. All right, so where are we right now? Are you sitting in a room by yourself?
No.
There's people all around. They're quiet as hell.
Yeah.
Is there a guy next to you? How far is the nearest guy? A
couple feet.
Pull him over once. I want to talk to him.
Oh, they're busy.
Oh, they're all busy.
Yeah.
A bunch of calls coming in for NORAID.
Right. The only thing I could do for you
Ireland
tonight, though,
independent
is to take his name and number and try to get a hold of somebody, have them get back in touch with you.
Boy, I grow weary from this evening, and I haven't even... You know, I started this. Hell, didn't I start this about... I think I'm about 45 minutes into this. And the crazy thing is, I think I have the guy's right number. And I'm sure it was just some little fluky deal. I almost feel like trying it again and just seeing if it works. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, that might be... That's always worth a shot, too.
Yeah. How old are you?
Me, I'm 21.
21. You think you'll do this for life?
No.
What do you think you'll end up doing in life?
Oh, this is for college. I have no idea, though.
Oh. What are you studying in college?
Liberal arts.
Liberal arts. That's good. That's good. You have a favorite teacher yet?
No, not really.
First year, then?
Yeah, somewhat.
No, come on. You're 21. You've been at it a while. What are you, junior?
Supposed to be.
So?
We took some time off.
Yeah. Are you taking this seriously? I have a feeling your parents are paying for this.
What was that?
Your parents. I bet they're paying for it.
Oh, no.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Because usually that sort of cavalier attitude comes with not having to fork out the actual dough. But you're paying for this?
Oh, no.
Community college?
Yeah. Well, it's better than not going.
No, it's better than... It keeps you off the streets. You'd be on crack and...
Exactly.
Doing
run
on what? All right. Well, good luck to you, then.
All right. Thanks a lot.
So where are we at, Kodiak? You know what, Kodiak? Let's just try the whole thing. When we come back, let's just start over. I think if we just start the whole evening over, everything's going to be Jake. Good Lord.
Good God, man.
Do that once more. Whee! Woo! Da-ba-da-ba-da. I'm a white guy in St. Paul. 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 Clap once. Miss once. Clap again. Screw up. Whoa. Yeah. Right. Let's do it. All right. We're going to call Billy Werber.
Woo!
All right. Let's try this again. Kodiak, let me know when she's ringing there. That's Sonny's thing. Well, I don't know if that it is. That's what the song's called. I assumed, it's a mouth organ. All right. Be crazy if we just get Bill now, wouldn't it? My fear is he's been transferred to an adult high-rise. Adult living center. I should have been keeping tabs on this. This guy's a national treasure, and... Oh, no. Not this again. Bill, are you still alive? remember when the operator used to come on and say, there's nobody answering at the... They quit that or something. For just 95 cents, well... Hello?
Good evening.
Bill!
Hello.
Saints be praised. Is it you, Bill?
I beg your pardon?
Is this Bill?
It is Bill, but who's calling?
T.D. Mischke. You talked to me before.
Who?
Tom Mischke from St. Paul.
Well, are you calling me after 10 o'clock? You woke me up. I've been asleep for an hour.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been trying to get you for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Well, I answered the phone, but I couldn't get any contact.
Oh.
What's on your mind?
Well, sorry, Bill. First of all, just happy to hear you're alive. You remember I talked to you from the radio station up here, KSTP?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Well, that was my first check, was just to see that you were still with us. Hadn't read differently, but, boy, it was a long, arduous task getting a hold of you because, well, it rang and then didn't ring and then busy signal, and I went through operators and various places. I was in Northern Ireland for a while trying to get a hold of you. But I finally did. Sorry to wake you, but, you know, I was doing a radio show and realized I hadn't talked to you in a while. And last time I called you about this same time and you hadn't quite hit the sack yet. You're going to bed a little earlier than you used to.
Well, I'm getting older.
How old are you since I you got to be pushing what now? I forget, 94?
I'm 94 last June.
Okay, 94 last June.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, there really isn't anything you can do for me. I just wanted to call and say howdy do and, by golly, it was nothing more than to just see that you're still alive and well and with us, and maybe I can talk with you officially on the air sometime when I'm not keeping you up.
Well, that's all right. I'm available during the daytime. Be glad to talk to you.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just get a hold of you during the day when I'm not keeping you up and chat with you then.
But oh, that'll be fine.
Glad to hear you.
And I thank you very much.
Okay, Bill, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hardy, can hear you. Where are you?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Now, are you alive enough to talk to me or hear what I've got to say? After you got done singing, I'm a mic guy in St. Paul.
Do you hear yourself in the background there?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I got to turn the radio off. Just a minute.
How old's Virginia? Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was wondering why I was hearing double something. You repeat it. Well, an awful thought jumped into my mind. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. When you were singing, I'm a white guy in St. Paul, it just dawned on me if Hitler would have won his war worldwide, we'd all be Aryans.
No, Hitler wouldn't actually be able to change our nationality.
No, well, what was it he's trying to guess out? Just the Jews or everybody colored or what?
I don't recall.
I was just wondering, that's all.
You were
did
the one who was alive during the war.
Did your mother get down there to play golf?
I haven't talked to her.
Oh, okay.
But
that's all I guess I am. I wasn't going to break into your program. I'm sorry. But
well, that's all right. Good to hear from you. Speaking of breaking into my program, who's this yahoo?
I'm Paul James. Bush administration officials are talking up the economy.
You know, they're just going to keep doing their thing despite us. And,
ABC's
the
Ann
world
Compton
just goes marching
Crawford,
on, Virginia.
Texas.
We can't stop them.
No double dip recession,
know,
Paul.
No.
The Bush administration
sometimes you wake up with a shocking thought and you think, oh, my God.
Because
you didn't think of it before.
What's the thought you woke up with?
Back into negative growth. Paul
what thought did you wake up with?
Well, that him Hitler, in Texas,
you mean,
about him having put all colored persons
about their
and Jews all to death, and there'd
the
only be Aryans, because when you sang, I'm the only white guy in St. Paul, it
Paul.
ABC's that thought burst forth.
Okay.
I needed an answer.
Okay. Thank God Hitler's dead.
Am I worried about it?
Thank God Hitler's dead.
Well, yes, I know, but
I certainly think that German, the proposed war in Iraq will not do much to revive the economy.
Yes,
succeeded.
I am.
I have no money. I'm looking for work. I have two kids.
That's right.
It's very, very hard for me.
Well, let me know when your mom...
Tomorrow, the Fed meets on interest rates.
Okay.
A number of experts predict rates will stay.
All right,
Baseball, players' union officials decided not to set a strike date. Players' rep Joe Girardi of the Chicago Cubs.